You're listening to Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. The Aspen-Pitkin County Airport is a primary way residents and visitors travel to and from the Roaring Fork Valley. Now, in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak, the airport is taking steps to keep travelers and workers safe. Aspen Public Radio's Molly Dove joins me now by phone, of course, to talk about those measures. So, Molly, you talked with John Kinney, the director of the Aspen Airport. How are airport officials keeping areas clean and sanitary?
Kinney told me right when news of the spread of the coronavirus broke back in January, the airport started really focusing on deep cleaning. So that includes wiping surfaces down multiple times a day. And now recently, they actually hired a company to come in each night to sanitize every seat, doorknob, and table in the Aspen Airport. And of course, TSA is wiping everything down, such as the bins you place your items in that go through the scanner.
And what's happening with the number of people traveling in and out of the airport?
So Kinney told me after Governor Jared Polis ordered all the ski mountains to close last Saturday, there was a big spike in the number of people booking flights to leave the Roaring Fork Valley.
Probably 9 out of 10 seats were sold out, if not a 10 out of 10. And we're starting to now see that taper off.
Kinney says with the exception of one flight to Chicago and one flight to Atlanta, he's now seeing most flights only 30 to 50% filled. That's because most people who were here to ski have already gone back home. So Kinney says airlines will most likely start consolidating those flights that leave Aspen multiple times a day to the same destination. So instead of three flights to Chicago in one day, the specific airlines may only have one. So he says he is expecting that toward the end of the week or next week, if at all.
Is there a potential that the airport would close?
There is no plan as of right now to close the airport, according to Kinney. Though, if the COVID-19 outbreak gets substantially worse, that could change. And Kinney says if the airport can't keep up with the cleaning and sanitizing, or critical employees such as TSA and pilots and air traffic controllers get sick, the airport would have to reduce operations significantly or shut down.
It's like a dimmer switch. It's not a light switch where the airport just closes. It's really kind of more of a dimmer switch. You slowly ramp it down and then you slowly reopen it or ramp it back up.
Kinney says there is no plan to close currently.
How's the airport accommodating those vulnerable populations, travelers who are elderly or have underlying medical problems?
So Kinney told me that they have created a small area inside the airport where at-risk travelers can sit in and get away from the other passengers. But one thing I was really interested in is how TSA and ticket counter and baggage employees are keeping safe. Here's what Kinney said.
Yeah, you know, those folks practice just some really aggressive hygiene in terms of washing their hands and not touching their face. But so far, we haven't heard of a lot of folks coming down with anything.
Kinney says all the airport workers and officials know the coronavirus is here and spreading in the area, so they will continue to monitor their contingency plans and best practices to keep the airport operating and everyone safe in the wake of the COVID-19 outbreak.
Thanks, Molly. That's Aspen Public Radio's Molly Dove on how the Aspen-Pitkin County Airport is keeping travelers and workers safe during the COVID-19 outbreak. You can get the latest information on the COVID-19 pandemic along with resources at aspenpublicradio.org.